Hi, I'm Emma Danzy, and welcome to Her Many Hats podcast, where we explore how women wear many hats while serving one God. Whatever role you are fulfilling, the Lord is using you in incredible ways. Let's take some time to seek the scriptures and learn how we can best honor Christ with the hats that we wear. Hey everyone, I'm so happy that you're back with Her Many Hats podcast. Today we have the bittersweet moment of wrapping up the hat of singleness. I am so thankful that we have gotten to journey through this together and studying the significance and the value of single women, women wearing the hat of singleness confidently in who they are in Christ. And today we are just going to have a quick wrap up of this topic and see how we can further encourage and further motivate our sisters who are single, or if you are, how you can seek and find joy in the everyday. Before we start, I'd like to pray, and then we're going to get started on finding joy in our everyday. Father, we thank you that this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, would your Holy Spirit fill us up so that we can cling to the fruit of the Spirit of joy, and we can choose joy in the midst of hard circumstances. Lord, whatever these days hold for us, we know that we have victory in you. In Jesus' name, amen. 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, "For our momentary light affliction is producing for us an absolutely incomparable eternal weight of glory." One of the most challenging decisions in singleness and in life is to choose joy through Christ on a daily basis. No, we may not be happy with our current circumstances, but we have an unwavering confidence that the temporary struggles of this world will not compare to the future glory that awaits us. Romans 8:18 says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is going to be revealed to us." I'm not going to hide the fact from you that I wrestled with the Lord in my singleness. I was not always happy half the time with it. Sometimes I questioned and had doubts. Sometimes I just wanted to be alone and cry. Other times I was mad and felt like I had been abandoned and forgotten. However, there are also beautiful moments that I could see the urgency inside of me that could not be ignored. The root of productivity. I knew my time as a single would possibly not last forever. So there was this pressing desire to make as much of an impact on those around me for Christ, pursuing the amazing opportunities laid out before me, and living for Him each day in full focus. Greater is His Spirit in me than the sin in my heart and the enemy against me. I went through a season during singleness where I needed a little extra encouragement to have a positive attitude. And a woman I knew recommended a book on gratitude. As I read through the book, a common theme was the idea that thankfulness unlocks joy. I began to work on my gratitude each day in hopes that I would have more joy. It's essential to understand that joy and happiness are two different things. I think of it like this. Happiness is a feeling, joy is a fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22 through 23 is a popular scripture passage, but it's important to read the verse that follows. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit." When we belong to Jesus, we have to eliminate the sinful wants inside of ourselves. And we are then able to live by the Spirit and not by the flesh. Each day when we wake up, we have the ability to live by the Spirit, which means through Him, which means that He fills us up for the day. We are able to produce the fruit of the Spirit. So we can love and we can have joy and we can have peace. Think of the Holy Spirit like a tree inside of you. He is always rooted and established in our lives. But we get to choose if we're going to attend to Him or neglect Him. When we choose to live by the Spirit, we will be producing His fruits, including joy. The joy that can come bursting forth into our lives every day is not because of anything that we can do or obtain, but it's by His grace. However, when we are thankful, it opens our eyes to see the amazing love and value that we have in the Lord, and it begins to overflow into our attitudes and our actions each day.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
There are a few people in biblical history who exhibited true joy in the midst of undesirable and unknown circumstances. One of the most well-known women in Scripture, who's an example of faithfully following the Lord as a single, is Ruth. Ruth was not just single, she was a widow. Imagine the magnitude of pain to have been given the gift of an amazing husband, but he was taken away at a young age. Questions that previously were, will I ever marry, turn into, how will I love again? Ruth not only experienced the faithfulness of the Lord in her husband's life, but also in his death. A lot of people like to glamorize the love story of Ruth and Boaz, and I agree that it was a phenomenal and beautiful model, but we often forget that this was a real woman facing real tragedy and loss. She lived through hardship and uncertainty with Naomi, and did not know that there was a Boaz waiting for her at the other end of the field. The best part of Ruth's story is that she chose joy, even when God was the only one who saw the outcome. Ruth made a choice. Before God even brought her Boaz, Ruth made a choice to be faithful. Her decision was not based on selfish desires, but on true loyalty to her mother-in-law. Ruth also served. While Ruth was single, she did not just sit around bored and without a purpose. She sought out service. Servanthood is the whiteout of selfishness. Did you ever use whiteout as a kid? The concept was incredible. What used to be uncorrectable as a mistake could simply be resolved by a little sponge spreading that gooey white paste. Let's face it, we're all selfish. When the day just does not seem to go planned, and maybe you feel extra lonely or that embarrassing moment happened with your crush, we can rest assured that these times of self-focus can be turned around with whiteout called servanthood. What began to be about us, we covered and refocused on others. Luke 22:27 says, "For who is greater, the one at the table or the one serving? Isn't the one at the table? But I am among you as the one who serves." Jesus himself used servitude and spoke of it many times. In our minds, we might believe that we need a date to have joy or a love life to be truly happy. Jesus did not spend his time focused on earthly marriage. He was preparing for the greater wedding in heaven that was still yet to come. We here on earth have it backwards. We want to be served. Yet the Savior of the world said he served. And he was and always will be the greatest of all time. Ruth exhibited that servant's heart. She said, "Will you let me go into the fields?" Ruth had a genuine concern to take care of Naomi. Romans 11:36 says, "For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen." We may not be gleaning in a field today, but we are all placed strategically where the Lord wants us right now. He knows where we can best serve. This includes in singleness. And you know what? We work side by side along, together, in that field. And we can see the harvest that is produced and share in the fruit with our co-laborers. The field is not an easy place to work, but the harvest is plentiful. Ruth was humble in her service. She was not showing off or saying, "Look at me." Instead, she was harvesting behind others. When we have the mentality of Matthew 20:16, which says, "So the last will be first, and the first will be last," we will find joy in the Lord, who has taught us to put others first. Lastly, Ruth trusted in God's timing. She happened to be in the portion of the field belonging to Boaz. I love how God's inspired word phrases that sentence. I think there's a tendency to swing like a pendulum when it comes to our hope for a relationship. We are either always dreaming and praying about one thing, or we feel that we must be anti-relationship since it's clearly not coming to us anytime soon. That's kind of how I felt, at least. Ruth, though, had a healthy balance. I believe that she still may have desired a husband, but instead of manipulating, she was being faithful to God with the current task at hand. Even if you can't find joy by choice or through serving others, it's much easier to find joy just in the truth that God's timing is perfect. I have joy in the fact about my Creator. I can trust that He made time, so He knows how to orchestrate it better than anybody. We might think that we have a great plan for our love lives, but the moment it plays out, we realize that it's better to let the Lord lead us. I don't know if you tuned into my interview, but the Lord had a much more glorifying story to himself through the way my husband and I met. And I am so grateful that even though I had to wait longer, that I have the story that I have to tell because it's a testimony to others of God's existence and his love for them. So hold on to the fact that God is working and that he has a plan. What happened next was unexpected for Ruth, but God had planned it all along. She finally met Boaz. Did you know joy is not only a fruit of the Spirit we have in our hearts, but joy is externally attractive? The kind of godly man we desire will want to get to know women of joy. Boaz asked his servant, who was in charge of the harvesters, "Whose young woman is this?" Ruth 2:5. Boaz saw Ruth living out her individual purpose in the field, and he noticed her. Is that not ideal for us as well? I pray that we are serving the Lord, and that whenever you are doing what he has asked in your quote-unquote field of singleness, that your Boaz will see you working for Christ. And that in doing so, that he will pursue you because he saw Jesus in you. Ruth 2:8 through 9 says, "Then Boaz said to Ruth, 'Listen, my daughter, don't go and gather grain in another field, and don't leave this one, but stay here, close to my female servants. See which field they are harvesting, and follow them. Haven't I ordered the young men not to touch you? When you are thirsty, go and drink from the jars the young men have filled.'" It's hard to believe it right now, but more than likely one day you might be married, and a Boaz might notice you. Some women might have only been harvesting in the field of singleness for a short period of time, but others might be reaping large bundles of amazing fruit. Sure, it might be hot and uncomfortable. Sweat may sting your eyes and drip from your face. But the eternal impacts that you are getting to make for the kingdom of heaven are probably going to astound you one day. Today matters, sister. If you are in the field of singleness, don't give up. Don't lose the joy to whistle a happy song, grow stronger, love your fellow workers, and give your all in this time. We do not know God's perfect timing, but we can rest in His provision. If we neglect the fruit of the Holy Spirit inside of us, we will miss out on the blessing of joy and service. However, if we can choose joy, like Ruth, our outcomes are going to prove to be so abundant in the impact. Today matters. What's your job in the single field right now? Are you supposed to help a certain person? Do you have the opportunity to go on a mission trip? You could be loving on little children every day in the classroom or helping a family whose kids really need attention and care. I know we have that desire inside of our hearts to be married, but we also have realities in front of our eyes. We can still choose to see with our eyes and feel with our hearts. But timing is key. If it were my timing, I would have been out of the single field years before I was. But praise God for His sovereignty and His waits and His knows. I would have missed the countless opportunities of friendship and personal growth. God kept me in that field, not as a punishment, but as a privilege to receive all of the harvest He wanted to bestow upon me and to share with others. So this week, I want you to reflect on these two questions. What makes it easy to be bitter in your singleness? And how can you choose joy like Ruth this week? Whether you're single or not, we all are called to choose joy, to live by the Holy Spirit. And so I pray that this message encouraged you today to look around you, to be grateful, to make the choice like Ruth, to serve like her, and to trust in God's timing. Thank you so much for going through this hat of singleness with me. I look forward to reveal the next hat to you in our next episode. And I am so thankful that God has given us all a variety of roles to fulfill His purposes in the kingdom of God. We might wear different hats, but we serve the same God. Have an amazing week.
Her Many Hats is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. To hear more from Emma, visit her site, emmadanzy.wordpress.com. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a rating and review in your podcast app? It really does help us connect to more listeners like you. This podcast is produced by Kelly Givens and Stephen Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
God kept calling my heart. Like, I just knew He was my safe place.
I hope people don't walk away going, "Wow, you're really awesome," more than like, "Wow, Jesus is really interesting and He's really awesome."
Everybody on this planet is dealing with some sort of what if.
How does that one courageous decision affect the whole world?
A ship in harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are built for.
If you were encouraged by what you just heard, please search Trevor Talks on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com.